Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jim Rathman is with us. We are still talking about Lori Vallow Daybell. And also Chad Daybell, his trial. Well, we don't have a date for that yet, but it is scheduled to be getting a date here later in the year or early next year. Not looking that great for him now, is it?
With his trial that's coming up, I wouldn't be surprised if they try working out a last-minute plea.
Yeah, I mean, do you think there's anything? Was there anything in this trial that came out that could actually help Chad in some way, shape, or form, seeing that now we pretty much know for the most part what the states have? Obviously, his is a separate case, so they probably have some different things over there that we did not see in the Vallow case. But we do see a lot of it. We know what they're aware of. We know what they've tracked. He's implicated, if not being the one who's doing the killing in many of these cases, according to the state. Now that those cards are shown, though, does any of that help him?
No, I don't think it's going to help him at all, because he's still going to have to go and explain why you went ahead and sent a text message about the squirrel being buried in the pet cemetery, which a squirrel was never found. It happens to be at the same time that the brother was in the backyard doing the digging. And, you know, it's where the children were found. That obviously goes to show that he was very much involved in the process. I don't think he has a leg to stand on whatsoever. I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to work out some sort of deal. But if I were the state, I wouldn't take it. I'd just take him to trial and make sure he goes away for life.
With all due respect to squirrels, it was actually a raccoon. So let's get our varmints right.
Oh, raccoon, excuse me. You're right. It's a raccoon.
Got to be good on the varmints. My daughter's cat has been missing for the last 2 weeks, and we just got it back last night in a trap. And before that, though, I think I've collected about 12 raccoons in the last 2 weeks. I've set them all free.
Oh, wow.
But I've gotten to know them well.
I'm looking at 3 squirrels running up the tree. Right.
There you go. Where this goes from here and sentencing and life in prison, obviously what we hear a lot of when you hear the horror stories of prison, you think of men's prisons quite often. You think of gangs and all of that. Women's prison, it's not, you know, like needle point and watching soaps. This is not a good place for someone to be who has been convicted of murdering children.
Right. I would agree with you. Women's prisons are typically not as violent as the men's side, mm-hmm. but they definitely can get there. They fight. They have shanks. They have their fair share of issues as well. So it just to be determined. But you know, people take to anyone that harms children in a different way. You got to keep in mind, a lot of the prisoners in there have had some sort of abuse in their life, whether it was from a family member or somebody outside of there. You know, in their upbringing, some of them have been sexually abused. Some of them have been physically abused as children. And so they have this, you know, special place for children.
Yeah.
And when you have somebody put into prison that's publicly known to have harmed or killed a child, they don't take to that very kindly, and they will try to get their own justice for those victims. And that's usually how it works.
Is this something where she is likely not going to be in general population, at least for some time? Or how does that work over time with such a high-profile case? Obviously, right off the bat, you'd assume she'll be separated. But as the case, you know, kind of dwindles in the spotlight and such over time, does someone like Lori end up being introduced into general population over time?
It really depends on where she goes, what facility she's at, what they you know, how that prison system works. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that she'll be in general population, but probably not until they're done with doing some appeals. And it's going to take time for her to figure out where they're going to house her at and where she's going to go and things like that. So she probably won't get there right away, but I think within a few months she'll definitely be there, and I think she'll end up going to general population. Why not? There's other violent criminals in that prison system.
Sure. Is obviously this will go to appeals at some point in time, as all these capital case, it's not technically a capital case, but it's a murder case. Where do you see that going on appeals? Do you see that there's any sort of window or any sort of gate that's been opened for her for a valid appeal? The thing that comes to my mind is the defense did rest it. But again, she's part of her defense. She had a part of that choice of saying, let's bring witnesses or let's just shut up. Could there be anything in here where they're going to look back and go, well, we can give you a second chance at a trial because of this or that?
No, I don't see any violations that took place from the prosecutors. I don't see the Brady Act violations or anything such of that nature. So I don't think the appeal will go anywhere. It'll just hold up time. Mm-hmm. But with that, I think the only thing that she has going for her is if they feel that she is mental health related issues, which we all know she has, but they clinically diagnose it for the sake of her being housed in a mental institution as opposed to a prison, that might be her best chance. Of not being in the prison system or the general population.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jim Rathman, former Secret Service investigative consultant. You can check out his website, jimrathmancompany.com. My name's Tony Bruschi. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Press subscribe if you have not done so yet to get access to all of our bonus episodes. All of the content ad-free there for you as well. Check it out. You follow me on Twitter @TonyBPod. Stay with us.